Hey, yo. Hey, I want to welcome y'all to something new. And you know, it's always interesting. We got four hosts, 16 rooms, and all types of topics.
If you got time, we got rooms.
Are you dealing with PTSD? Do you like fitness? Want to talk about sex? Shit, baby girl, just pick a room, you heard?
What's trending?
Pick a room.
Kink and taboo.
Pick a room.
I seen it on the ground.
Pick a financial slavery.
Pick a room. Books. Pick a room.
Love.
Film and TV.
Pick a room.
Relationships. Pick a room. And marriage.
All you gotta do is pick a room.
All you gotta do.
All you gotta do.
All you gotta do.
All you gotta do is
pick a room.
Pick a room.
Pick a room.
Pick a damn room.
Yeah. Man, bring your ass on in here. Hey, yo, what it do, man? Hey, we got something new and fresh for y'all, man. Something that ain't been seen in the podcasting world in a minute. Hey, I want to introduce y'all to Pick a Room Podcast. Hey, we got four great podcasters from their own podcasts and own shows. We came together, we collaborating, and hey, we're going to have some fun with this. Each one of these podcasters have chosen four numbers, and each one of these numbers is considered their room. When we talk, when we speak, we're going to dive into those rooms. We're going to see what these podcasters have on their minds from week to week. Each question, each topic, we'll talk about it. And hopefully, we'll be able to get some of you listeners involved to send in questions and topics to add into our rooms. So, we're going to take our first break. And when we come back, you finally get the opportunity to meet the host. Hey, give us a few minutes. We'll be right back.
Had met a few bands on the road too. Few. People don't know now, I don't talk to. Nah. Me and Problem in the bit, he a boss too. Problem. Sitting at the round table making balls move. I don't walk through with Gucci on my feet. Gucci. Who got more money, you or me?
Me.
I'ma walk through usually. Huh? With my nigga, Beverly, that I got a tool on me. I done past security. What the fuck do you need glasses just to see? Me, when I'm coming full speed, got that V12 running. And I'ma jump the fence if I see 12 coming. Even if I were blind, I could still smell money. I can't trust no outside niggas, they could tell them. I'm the alphabet boy, cause I keep a L on me. I smoke good, throwing up my set in your hood, nigga. I be feeling like the man when I walk through. Can't stand what you saying when I walk through. I got all these hoes staring when I walk through. I done met a few bands on the walk through. Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Watch me, hey, why me walk through? Watch me, hey, why me walk through? I done met a few.
Hey, I want to welcome y'all back to the PARP, man. Hey, that's the Pick a Room Podcast. I want to introduce y'all to our co-hosts and hosts and everything about us on this show, man. Hey, we're going to start off with the weirdo maniac, Pixie. Hey, Abby, man, come on in and introduce yourself, man. Tell these people who you are, what your podcast is, and how they can find you.
Yeah, so I'm the host of the Manic Pixie Weirdo Podcast, where we talk about all the different kinds of relationships that you can have in your life, from math to Marvel to casinos to pretty much anything. So that's what we talk about. You can check us out on Twitter at MP Weirdo Podcast, or you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at the_main_weirdo1.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, you heard her, follow her, find her. Hey, DM her, no dick pics. We don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, next up, man. Hey, we got our girl, Siren the Stallion, to be exact. Girl, tell them how they can find you and let us know a little bit about your podcast.
So my podcast is currently on pause, unfortunately, but it should be coming back in the next month or so. But it is called Shit, SH! T, Siren Says. And it streams on Anchor, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. But you can find me on Instagram at Siren, S-Y-R-E-N, the _stallion. Or on Twitter at O0H, Siren _. So, yeah.
All right. That's what's up, man. And our third host.
Yes,
hey, he ain't falling short, man. You know who this is, man. Hey, this is the big homie Mo from the Big Homies, the co-host to the Bobby Dollar Show. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mo, man, holler at your big homie, man. Tell him how they can find you and what you're doing right now.
Man, I'm chilling right now, man. This the military veteran, man. You know, I'm here about to talk some ish with my people. So yeah, you can catch me at the Bobby Dollar Show, co-host of the Bobby Dollar Show. Also, you can catch me on Twitter at PHAM @ILY357 underscore, and IG Big D Country Boy, and that's country with a K underscore 357.
Hey, that's what's up, man. And of course, you know me, man. You got your big homie Bobby Dollars. I ain't gonna say too much about myself because everybody already done heard me talking enough, man. So just know I am the host of the Bobby Dollars Show. I am one of the hosts to the Old Big Homies podcast, and man, the creator of Triple OG Stories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm glad that we got all four of these great people on this podcast, man. Hey, this is going to be a wild ride. You hear me? So what we're going to do right now, man, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the topic of the week, man. This topic this week, oh, man, modern versus traditional men, women, and relationships.
Bullshit.
We'll be right back, man.
Now you can wait your whole life wondering when it's going to come or where it's been. You may have got your heart broken a few times in the past. It never lasts as strong as it used to. It don't feel as good as it used to before. And all the things you used to say, things you used to do, went right out the door. Ooh, no more will you be the one. That's what you tell everyone around you, but you know they've heard it all before. What more can you say? When love won't let you walk away, just you can't help who you love, and you find yourself giving it all away when you think you're enough. Ooh, cause I wanna be the one who you believe in your heart.
And we are back, man. Welcome back to the Pick a Room podcast. Hey, we got this topic we need to talk about today, man. This topic is kind of serious, but then at the same time, it's more so one of those things where it's just like, what's really happening in the world today? You know what I'm saying? We're talking modern versus traditional, men, women, and relationships. Now, I'm going to start this off for y'all, man, because me personally, like, I've been married for a long time, and I'm a traditional dude. Like, I like to walk home, come home, and my wife is here, and the house clean sometimes, and she cooking sometimes, and you know what I'm saying? I don't put much on her. I don't want her to feel like she's obligated to do certain things, but I like her traditional values. I like the way that she does the things that she does around the house. I mean, we have our ups and downs. We're going through some really, really rough waters right now. But at the same time, you know, after 20 years of marriage, you kind of get accustomed to being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? So I would say for myself personally, I'm more of a traditional kind of dude. Like this modern thing, I ain't with it, man. I mean, Abigail, Siren, are y'all like modern women or traditional women? Like what would you say that you all are right now?
My question always I pose to people is, what is tradition? Because that's kind of, I mean, a lot of things that we think are quote unquote traditional aren't really necessarily traditional or big changes. Or like I tell people all the time, like how men and women operate today, some of those changes are not just because we're going against tradition. The world has deemed that we need to change those things. It's like, for example, I always bring this up. When I was in college, I had a social problems class, and we learned that all families, no matter what race, ethnicity, or whatever, they will raise their sons and daughters to do things like cook, take out the garbage, learn how to change the oil, not because they don't want traditional values, but because the world has evolved so much that you don't know. What if you don't end up married and you don't have somebody to go out and change the tire or take out the garbage? So sometimes life requires that you go outside of the tradition.
That makes sense. That makes sense. I don't know if I want to agree or disagree, but I do want to say that the question that you asked, what is tradition? What is traditional? I think traditional is more the convenience factor of marriage and relationships, like having two incomes, two parents, two cars, you know what I'm saying? Being able to depend upon each other, creating a unit within the household, being able to share certain thoughts and things that you will because y'all have a history together versus somebody you just met a couple weeks ago. Like, you don't tell everybody all your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't really get down like that all the time. Mm-hmm. So I would think personally that the traditional portion of it would be more so that quote unquote American dream, white picket fence, husband, wife, kids, great school, great neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think
that means, but always say the American dream is everybody is not going to get that. It's not accessible. Everybody is not going to get married. Everybody, and it's not accessible to everybody.
Yeah, them facts though.
Everybody don't want to get married. You feel me?
Yeah.
What you think? What you thinking, Abby? What you thinking over there, Abby?
I'm thinking that I saw a quote one time on Twitter that said tradition is just peer pressure from dead people. Mm. So
I like that. I like that a lot.
Damn.
Mm. That's sort of how I feel about that.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up. So you're a modern woman then.
Yes, but not for like only those reasons. Also, I can't cook.
Hey, but long as you know, shit, don't go in there and blow it.
I can bake, but yeah. I can't cook to save my life. So
I've learned there's a difference. My daughter taught me that there is actually a difference. Yeah. So what would you say, Mo? You think you're a traditional man or a modern man?
Man, I'm in between both modern and tradition. Because I'm like this. I feel like with me being a traditional man, I feel like that I should be responsible for paying all the bills. Okay. You feel me? Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you got the modern men out here. They believe in the 50-50 shit. And I'm like, you know what I'm saying? That shit cool. But I ain't with the 50-50 shit. More like 80-20. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I kick 80% of it. And then she do the 20%. And the 20% to me is paying whatever bill she, you know what I'm saying? I feel like she, you know, she can pay whatever or whatever she want to pay. And you know what I'm saying? Make sure the kid's good and all that good shit. Because they left up to me to pay the bills, the motherfucker won't get paid.
Right. Hey,
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying. Like, I totally get it and it makes sense to me. Mm. So my question is, and I do not mean this to be like rude or anything like that, so please don't take it like that. I just want to know, does it make you feel like you are useful in a relationship if the divide is like 80-20? Does it make you feel like you're providing something, like a service or something? Like, I'm genuinely curious.
Oh, no. I just feel that's how I am. That's what I grew up doing. You know what I'm saying? I grew up watching that.
Yeah.
I watched my dad, you know what I'm saying, do the majority of the stuff. So I was like, you know what? My dad doing this, I feel like when I become a man, that's exactly what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But my mom worked at the same time. You know what I'm saying? My mom worked, but whatever my mom made, it was hers to do what she wanted to do with it. And my pops, he went out, he did what he had to do. He had a pretty decent job. So it wasn't nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying? He didn't care about quitting half of whatever he had to do, man. So that's just how I feel. But you got some of these modern men like that today, they feel that if they paying half of the bills or they paying whatever, that they ruling that woman. That's how some of these motherfuckers be feeling. I don't feel like that should be the case. You know what I'm saying? But that's how it is. That's how I see it sometimes too. Cause I got a homeboy like that. He feel like that because he paying the majority of the bills in the house. He feel like he can talk to his old lady any kind of way. So you know what I'm saying? I don't like getting in other people's relationships.
Right.
So I'm like, you know what? I ain't finna say shit. You know?
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
I have a question, and Abigail, chime in. I'm only gonna say in the Black community because I don't know the white experience.
Yeah.
But do you guys think that in the Black community, especially like you said, like, you know, the empathy part and the crying part, we have a lot of men now who are kind of bulldozing through life, and that's all they you have a lot of like Black men who I see who are only focused on how much they can make and how much they can fuck.
That's
and I
crazy.
Feel like
yeah.
And I feel like it has taken a toll on mental health. I'm like, again, like there's nothing against people who want to go into tradition, but I kind of feel like that old adage has also done a damage to the Black community, especially for men over time. Like, do you guys notice that or is it just me?
No, I notice it. Were you finna say something, Abby?
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's very similar in the white experience. It's not isolated to you. That's part of, I think, the human experience.
Yeah.
I think that you would see that, like, if you were to study it, you would see that across all races. That was my theory anyway.
I was hoping to hear that because I feel like you have so many men fixated on this. This is what it means to be a man, to the point where they have become so guarded, so emotional, there's no vulnerability. And now you have somebody who, yeah, they're trying to be the man, but they're also becoming problematic as hell.
Look, check this out, man. I'm going to try to analogize real quick. When you pull up to a store or to a highway or something, and you see that dude or that lady standing out there with that sign talking about my house burned down, my kids ain't got no socks, I need money. If you tell them no, they walk away, right? I mean, that's what they do, right? They walk away.
Most of them do.
Okay, so understand this, ladies. No matter what happens in life, there's always power in the P. And if you're engaged in love, in a relationship, in any kind of spousal, anything with a man, once you start denying him things and telling him how he's supposed to do certain things, he'll adhere to that. He's only going to do what you allow. I mean, it's your relationship just like his.
Right.
So if every time he walk out the house with his pants hanging off his ass and you don't say nothing, he think you like that shit. So when you tell him, hey, man, pull your pants up, I don't like that. I don't want you leaving out of here with me like that. After two or three times of you not going and staying home because of the way he's dressed, guess what he's going to do? He going to pull his pants up. And if he don't, guess what he's going to do? He going to leave. He wasn't supposed to be there from the get-go. Because he would have been respecting your thoughts and all of that shit from the jump. You wouldn't even have to tell him to pull his pants up.
Then why don't these men go to therapy when we tell them to go to therapy?
I don't know. I go to therapy. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
The therapy helps. Therapy is good.
If you listen to that, why don't they? I've had a bunch of it. I say, you need to go to therapy. And they have like a billion reasons why they don't want to go.
Because,
or just the doctor in general.
Yeah, well,
facts.
Hey, Mo, will you agree? The fact is that I know from black men's perspective, the reason why that is simply because, one, he don't want to be told something that's wrong with him by somebody when he thinks he already knows something that's right. Mm-hmm. Two, he don't want his woman telling him to go to the doctor all the time because it sounds like mom and not wife or girlfriend or fiance. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what, though? In the black community, your grandparents, and your granddaddy and your uncles and aunties was always your fucking therapist.
Exactly.
They was your damn therapist. So that's why a lot of them now feel like, you know, since Big Mama is gone, Pawpaw gone.
Yeah,
we say Pawpaw in the black community too.
Stop it, man. Leave her alone. Quit bullying her, damn it.
No, I have a Pawpaw.
It ain't no difference. We still say the same thing in the black community too. Since they gone, we feel like we don't want to tell somebody that's outside of the family our issues. You feel me? As a black man, that's how some of us think. Now, being scared of the doctor part, shit, I don't know about them, but I'm going to the doctor.
Right. And I'm trying to go get a colonoscopy. I'm trying to make sure my asshole is okay. What the hell, man?
She ain't even got to tell me to go to the doctor. She already know I'm going to the damn doctor, man.
You bring up a good point, though, I'm about to say, because, I mean, I do agree, like, yeah, back in the day, like, that used to be the thing to go to the family members, but don't forget, a lot of them older folks is problematic because it was the same people when we had family members who were schizophrenic and bipolar passed off as, oh, they just crazy or that's just how they were.
Yeah.
A lot of things fester. Because I know I have family members like that who are older, and it's like, let somebody bring up suicide or depression and they believe that it doesn't exist. And it's like,
oh, it definitely exists.
Hey, that's true, man. Hey, them big facts, man. Hey, look, hey, this has been another great topic right here, man, talking about modern and traditional. I don't know how in the hell we got into mental health, but I'm glad we took that left turn, man. Hey, real talk, though. But look, we're going to take another short break, man. And when we come back to the Pick a Room podcast, we are actually going to pick a room today. So, hey, we're going to do our 1 through 10 when we come back and see who room we're going into. Hey, yes, it's PARP, right? That's what we're calling it. Hey, man, we'll be right back.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. and think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
All right, and we are back to the Park Podcast, man. Hey, Pick a Room Podcast. Hey, we back with Siren and your big homie Mo and the Pixie. She's a maniac and a weirdo. Now, Abigail, but hey, look, hey, man, we're going to go ahead and jump into this. So we're finna do this Pick a Room. And basically, I need the three of you guys, I'm going to kick it off for us, to choose a number between 1 and 10, so we can see who room we finna jump into today.
Okay.
7.
Okay, Abigail says 7. You say 5, Mo.
Sorry.
All right, so the number was 1. The number was 1. So Siren is going first. That's what I'm talking about, man. All right, so Siren, you are first, sweetheart. So drop us your 4 numbers and your 4 names. And then after that, you choose which one of us. Actually, no, we'll pick a number, and one of us, whoever gets closest to that number, will go into a room.
Okay, so my rooms are 713, Kink and Taboo, 845, Trending, 712, Music, and 1215, Seen It on the Gram.
All right, 713, 845. What was the second, the third and fourth one again?
712.
Okay.
And 1215.
So we got to pick a number. Me, Abby, and Mo, we got to pick a number. I mean, between 1 and 10, so we can see who going into what room. Whenever you ready.
All right, 6.
4.
I'm going with 10.
Damn.
What was the number?
The number is 8.
Oh, that's jacked up, man. I feel like she set me up on purpose. Damn, oh, man. Okay.
All right. Yeah, you are closer to it.
I chose room 712.
712, Music.
All right.
I got a good topic to bring up. So did everybody see what happened at Rolling Loud?
Oh, you know what I heard about Rolling Loud, man? Yeah, I didn't see it, but I heard people was passing out.
No, I'm not talking about that. Rolling Loud is fucking crazy. I'll say, if you didn't know. But know what happened with Kid Cudi?
Oh, yeah.
The bottom, man.
I seen the video. They was throwing stuff at him. Man, that is the worst, bro.
They were throwing, like, yeah. Basically, the story is, for those who don't know, Kanye West was supposed to headline. He canceled, so Kid Cudi ended up still filling that headline space.
People, that was that Friday, right?
Huh?
That was that Friday night, right?
Yeah, that was that Friday night. Okay. So people in, like, some people in the crowd were not happy about this. So they started throwing shit at Kid Cudi, and he ended up taking a stand for himself and walking off stage.
Right. I saw that video.
Personally, for me, I fucking agree with him. Yeah. Kanye canceled on y'all. Take it up with him. But Kanye ended up performing.
Wow. He came out with
Lil Durk.
He came out on Sunday.
He came out with Lil Durk.
That's bullshit, man. Kanye wrong for that.
Right, and wasn't Cudi on his label?
No, Cudi from Chicago.
No, Cudi is from Cleveland.
That's right, Ohio.
He was on his record label, I thought.
They're not friends anymore, though, because Kanye West doesn't like that he is friends with Pete Davidson.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Talking about Pete Davidson, the goofy-ass looking dude that took Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Wow.
He took his woman.
He got called slipping.
It's just so petty. It's just so petty.
It is. It really,
like, the drama of it all. Yeah. Like, goodness. Oh, my gosh. It's so childish.
How you gonna buy a house across the street from your old lady? Your ex-wife. Man, you know how petty you gotta be to do shit like that, man. That's
it was weird to me, though.
That's the number one petty thing ever, there, man. God damn.
Man, Kanye is just not Kanye. But, you know, just on your topic, man, honestly, I think Cudi did the right thing. He should have stood up for himself. I don't think that shit is right. You don't throw nothing at nobody, man. So you paid all that money to get a ticket to sit that close to the stage just so you can throw shit at people? Like, that's not cool. And I absolutely agree with Kid Cudi. And to be absolutely honest with you, I agree with the artists, the rock artists and the rappers and stuff to take a stand and jump into the crowd and beat the hell out of them. Because, I mean,
it's I guarantee you, if that right? was the baby, if that was the baby, that Rolling Loud shit would have been very short.
Rolling Loud, you're talking about rollback murderer. Nobody want to hear about this shit.
I'm screaming. Rolling Loud in general, though, I don't know. Like, I recently started going to music festivals this past year, and someone was asking about going to Rolling Loud, and probably because I live in the state of Florida, I just have no interest in going to Rolling Loud. It is.
You know what?
I wouldn't.
I'm gonna be honest though. Hey, I love my people, but I'm not going to a concert where there's a whole lot of us there, bro. I'm sorry.
Going to a concert
when the majority of us is there, nah, it's bound to be some bullshit that's going to happen, man. So with me, you know what kind of concerts I go to? I go to rock concerts, and I go to country music concerts. So I ain't got to worry about this. I just got to worry about some drunk-ass cowboys. That's all I got to worry about. I ain't got to worry about nobody shooting. And if anybody gonna fight, they gonna be fighting each other. It ain't gonna be nobody else fighting. It's gonna be some goddamn fighting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know. Hey, ain't no beat. It ain't gonna be no shooting. It's gonna be straight fights. Everybody gonna.
I'm about to say, especially it's in the middle of Broward too. Yeah. I'm good. No, it's not in Broward. Broward it's Miami
Dade County. Oh damn, it's in Day. Oh no.
Yes, nah, it's in Day.
Nah, ain't no way in the world, man. We got a street. Man. We got a street here in St. Louis, over in Berkeley, called Dade, and you just don't even go on that damn street. So I know, the whole damn city.
I don't know. St. Louis got us pretty beat. I'm about to say.
Hey, Abigail. Hey, Abby. So what kind of concerts you go to?
I'm actually going to a concert this weekend, and it's Journey.
Okay. I like Journey.
Oh shit. Okay.
Yeah. And then I'm going to see Elton John.
Damn, that's gonna be dope.
And I've seen him perform one other time. He's amazing. He plays for like 3 hours. Last time we saw him, he did like a whole what is it called? Like after show thing.
Yeah.
Where he came back out. Encore.
Encore.
And he sang like the Circle of Life and like all those. Oh, so good.
Damn. Okay. Hey, that's but let me tell you this though: if Siren and B and Abby, if y'all ever get to go to a concert, bro, you ever want to see a dope ass concert? Go to a Travis Scott concert, bro.
Man,
bro, dead ass, bro.
He got you
that,
right.
That shit that happened.
Ass is gonna be dead. All of them.
That nah, situation right there. That
I'm
was
sorry, I shouldn't have said
situation.
That.
But I went to that shit. They didn't have that under control. See, that's what happened with that situation.
Yeah.
If that would have been like a sanctioned Travis Scott, just a straight up this Travis Scott concert without it being with other artists there, it would have been different, man.
But yeah, I believe
if you go
that.
To just a straight up Travis Scott concert, bro, you talking about live, lit. Whatever these little kids be saying, man, dude, I never go to a rap concert. That was one of the best rap. It was worth the money I paid for the tickets, man. I will say that.
I could believe he's a good artist. I could believe it. I'm just traumatized.
Wait a minute.
News.
Hold on. Wait, man. You know what? I've been drinking a little bit. This damn beatbox from Quick Trip. This motherfucker 11.1%. But look here, man. Hold on. I need to defend my damn city. St. Louis ain't that damn bad. I remember one of the main concerts I went to. All right. It was the one concert with DMX, Redman, Method Man, Jay-Z. Man, it was like all East Coast
artists.
Damn,
you saw some classics,
bro. It was like, it had to be like 12 artists there, right? So Method Man and Redman put these jail suits on. And they had these harness on them, and they was like flying through the air and shit, all this different kind of stuff, right? Smoking, passing blunts in the air and all of that. And when Meth did some kind of like flip or something, his platinum chain fell off and went down into the crowd. And he was like, oh shit, man, stop the music. He's like, I lost my necklace, man, this, that, and the other. He's like, I ain't gonna say how much it cost because I ain't gonna get it back, man. Somebody get my necklace. Now, mind you, we are in St. Louis, and he's lucky he got that necklace back.
Now, when did this happen?
He went down. Oh, you probably was maybe 5.
I was like, you can't be defending your city because y'all rough up there.
You probably about maybe you probably maybe valedictorian in preschool. I don't know. It was a while back, man, but they let him down. And when he went down into the crowd, one of the dudes, not even the chick, he took the chain from the girl and was like, "Here, homie, here go your chain, man." You know, and Meth was like, "Man, y'all cool as hell in St. Louis. We smoking after this." And then he started the music back up and they start playing Rottweiler, whatever song that was with him. And,
yeah, that's the shit right there. That's the hit.
Yeah. Now, I will say, if you talk shit in this city, I don't care who you are, famous or whatever, you will get knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, same way in New Orleans.
That's how they did. Bone Thugs and Harmony came here one time and they said
the wrong shit. Hey, you know I'm from Cleveland.
Hey, it was crazy, Bone. He said the wrong shit to one of them little guys standing in the crowd trying to get an autograph. And they was leaving out of the limo and coming on into the back of Normandy High School because they was doing a performance at the high school. And the little dude who he said whatever he said to snuck through the crowd, came back around to the other side, met him by the door and...
Goddamn crazy Bone. I was getting into it, ain't it, man? Shit, he done got fucking bottles and shit thrown at him by DJ Paul.
Hey, real talk, man. Hey, real talk, man. Hey, he was I ain't talking about Busy Bone. I'm talking about Crazy Bone.
Oh, Busy Bone is the dark skin. Tall one, right?
Yeah, Flesh is the tall one that was in jail all the time. I'm talking about Crazy Bone, the one that really could rap, that had the voice and all that. The women used to love Crazy
Bone. He the one had the perm, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And man, he said something to that little dude, and the little dude like ducked under a few people and ran around. Okay, it was all on the news and everything.
Yeah, it's rough up there.
Yeah, they tried to jump Ice Cube one time. It was, hey man, hey, St. Louis stupid, bro. That's why they, not Ice Cube, DJ Quick. They tried to, and he came out with that song just like Compton, like 3 weeks later. St. Louis.
He did say St. Louis just like Compton.
Hey, bro, hey, stupid here in this city, man. I don't trust nobody. I ain't lying, man.
Say, it's y'all wild, bro. Rough up there, yeah. And people be talking about when I say I'm from Cleveland down here, Cleveland is bad.
That is crazy.
Man, I'm from New Orleans, bro. New Orleans is bad.
Yeah, I know it.
Y'all
crazy
talking about bad. Crazy ass New Orleans. Boy, I don't even go home and visit. I go home, I stay in the house. I'm like, damn, that shit.
Man, you been killing
me. I don't go home.
Little young cats.
I do not go home. Too damn cold.
Well, look, hey, you know what? Well, look, hey, check this out, y'all. I think we got enough time, me and man, if you like. Let's do one more room.
One more room?
Let's cool. do one more room, man, just to get our feet wet. Let's see. This time around, I don't even want to pick the numbers again. Let's, like I said before and earlier in the podcast, I like to let the ladies go first, man. You know, so Siren went. I like that. So Abigail.
Okay.
Give us a... we're going to pick a number, man. So get a number in your head. We're going to choose 1 through 10 and see what you got going on in your rooms. I'm going to say 4.
5.
2.
That was 5.
God damn.
All right, Mo. There you go, Mo.
I'm ready.
Okay. So my numbers, I have dumb numbers because I'm an idiot, so it's fine. So 19, film and TV. 17, philosophy. 15, group games. And 13, clothes.
Give me 19.
19. Okay. Yeah. 19 is film and TV. And I just have a general question. Is anyone else, like, really bored with Hollywood?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Man.
Okay, thank you. I'm not alone.
Great question, man. I am absolutely bored with it. I'm tired of all the remakes. There's no talent anymore. All these directors are basically doing the same thing that the musicians are doing and sampling records that they know and movies that they knew made tons of money and just trying to remake them. You know, they're just trying to remake them. And it's really old. I got to admit, being 45 in August, we had some prime shit growing up, like Mama's Family and What's Happening, and you know, just shows that we really went home when Roseanne was stupid popular, Mork and Mindy, just dumb shows that we couldn't wait to get home to see. And now it's just like everything is reality.
Martin, now they're trying to remake Martin. Like, man. Nah, man, you can't remake Martin, bro.
There's a few TV shows that I've been happy with that came out. Movie-wise, I'm done with the repeats. Like, somebody asked me about Jurassic Park recently. I have no interest just because they've overdid it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park? Yeah.
I'm tired. I hate to say it. I'm tired of seeing The Rock and Kevin Hart together.
Oh.
They got another movie coming out?
I didn't say it on TikTok.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Hey, Mo, I didn't say it on TikTok. I'm dead. I'm walking in. Fuck them. I'm tired of their asses, bro.
Hey, Abby, what you tired of Hollywood about?
I feel like there's no more original ideas left. Like, is this it?
Yeah.
Like, is this it? And I don't, I'm like a bookworm. I'm a huge like book nerd. I love books. And I consider it cheating to take a book and try and turn it into a film or television show, because you're just taking a product that has already been proven to sell and trying to make more money off of it. And you oftentimes get the story wrong and miss like key themes or key points. So they're not even like done very well. Yeah. And at least for me, from my perspective, it's very rare that I will see a film or television show that I consider to be done very well. I mean, even things like the Academy Awards and stuff are very passe. Nobody's buying it anymore. Like, so I'm over it. And it makes me so sad because like, I like to entertain and I like want to be in that industry kind of a thing. And it makes me so sad that like the industry that I want so badly to be a part of is like dumb.
Yep. My big thing is I'm a comic book guy. And I will say with Ryan Coogler, the guy that directed Marvel guy, bro, every one of his movies that he direct, man, be exactly like the comic book, man. That's what I like about him, man. Now, he keep everything original. He don't change nothing. He don't change characters or none of that. And the only reason why they had to switch up the new Black Panther movie is because of Chadwick passing away. So they had to switch it up. Other than that, he would have followed just like the comic book in Wakanda Forever, man.
Yeah.
Just like he would have followed just like that, man. Just like the Marvel, when I Infinity Wars, Endgame, all of them were just like the comic book, bro.
They really
didn't change none of it. All of them went just like that, man.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm a huge Marvel nerd, too. So I'm a huge Marvel nerd. Like, I know it's all the same story, basically told in like different ways, but I'm a huge fan. Like, I love it.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna tell you one Marvel fucking hate. Goddamn Fantastic Four. Stop making them shits, man.
I agree.
That's the trash, bro.
I'm gonna say I agree up to 60% on that. And the reason why I say that is because Kevin Feige has never done anything with the Final Four. I mean, with Fantastic Four.
That's true. That's true, though. For real,
and
man.
Once he put his stamp on it, bro, just like he never remade another Hulk, because they fucked it up so bad in 2008 that he didn't want them associating it with it. So he trying to give it some time, man. It'll be like 2024, 25, he'll come out with Hulk. So Mark Ruffalo.
No, he's about to drop the Fantastic Four drop in 24.
Yeah, I know.
The new one.
I know. And I hope they keep that dude from Multiverse of Madness in there, Richard Reed, that play Richard Reed. I hope they keep him in there. He's a great actor, man. And I think he'll be, you know, he'll play that role pretty well.
But John Krasinski.
Yeah. And I'm with y'all, man. The comics, like with the comics, there's no room for error, to be honest, because it's a comic. You know what I'm saying? And you can evolve that comic into anything that you want because it's a comic. Now, the one comic that I did start reading and then realized that they swapped it all out for the better, which actually Game of Thrones, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
And actually, to be honest, with the Libra scale, bro, the comic was fucking awesome. But the TV show was just as good. It's just, I hate it that they reverted, because like Rick was supposed to have been dead a long time ago.
And, yeah, Rick's supposed to have been dead. Like, yeah.
You know, it was all kinds of different stuff that had really happened in the comics, the way they wrote it. But the
Rick
way
Rick ain't supposed to have been lived all the way to season 7, season 8. Bro.
He left in season 9, but in the comics, he was gone in like season 3. And Carl was the one that got his arm cut off and got his eyes shot out and all that different stuff. Like, no, Rick got his arm cut off, not Carl. And when Carl got shot in the eye, that was supposed to have been Rick too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was crazy the way the comic was, but they had brutalized Rick and that's why he died. But
Once Hollywood get their hands on it, bro, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Once Hollywood get their hands on it.
They drag stuff out. Like, I took my daughter to go see Despicable Me over the weekend, the new one, the new Minions, and I actually, when Despicable Me first came out, I was actually pretty into it. Like, it's, you know, I liked it.
Yeah.
But this recent one, I did.
Probably new. It was
Buzz Lightyear 5. You seen that one yet?
I hate to say it, Disney is problematic, but Disney Toy Story is my series. I haven't seen Lightyear quite yet because my daughter ain't gonna that with me. She doesn't like Toy Story.
I'm a grown ass man. I went to go see that. That shit.
Don't feel bad. That's our era. That's what I tell my daughter all the time. Like, I'm watching Toy Story. This is my era.
Toy Story was the first movie I ever saw on television or in theaters. What? It was the very first movie my parents ever took me to see, or my dad did.
Pretty good,
man.
I would literally go pull it out. I have a Disney Mickey ears hat. That's all Lightyear themed.
My little 3-year-old is a Toy Story maniac, bro. I put Toy Story on, he'll watch all of them all the way through.
Because that's how I was.
I just put it on and just let him I just put it on, leave him in the room, and he gonna sit there and he gonna watch every last one of them.
Yeah. He has good taste. And what I like about Toy Story is, especially with the newer ones that we got, like especially like Toy Story 3 and 4, especially Toy Story 3, they really evolved that series to make it match the people who grew up. And like, cause I'm pretty sure the first Toy Story came out when I was born. So for them to like Toy Story 3, for them to have like that like innuendo and like little jokes in there, I really appreciate that. So I'm like, yeah, you know who came out to see this. And I know when I went to go see it, was a bunch of grown ass people in
there. Right. Because we used to go, I think I was in my early 20s when Toy Story came out or somewhere around there.
No, I went to go see that.
I went to see it. Good. And my kids was my excuse. Come on, y'all, we got to go see Toy Story. Get your shit together. Mm-hmm. Let's roll.
Yo, Disney don't do everything right. But for the most part, they are pretty damn good. I don't know what kind of crack they have in them.
Well, and Pixar's too. I mean, like Inside Out, I cried.
Inside Out. Even Turning Red, like some people had some hate against that movie, but I think Turning Red, like my daughter was like, you got to watch this movie. And that movie was actually really a really good coming of age story, in my opinion.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, they got their own writers, man. They kind of like Marvel, and they have their own concept of what.
I mean, they own Marvel.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if they actually own them, but.
Yeah, they do. Disney owns Marvel.
They own them.
Disney.
Okay, I wasn't sure if that was
only,
like
that's the only reason why they own Disney on Disney Plus is because they own them.
They, okay. Yeah, I'm pretty sure if they don't own all of it, they own a good portion. Because if you go to the parks down here now, we have a Marvel Land.
Okay.
And now the Disney Cruise Line.
Disney made a great investment. Disney made a great investment for real.
Listen, long as they keep letting Ryan Coogler and the other guys direct the Avenger movies and all of that, man, they'll be all right.
Yeah, I like Tiki. He he threw that last Thor I just seen, man, at Love and Thunder. That shit was so good to me, man. My god, that was a great movie because it was fun. That's what I like about Thor movies now, especially since Ragnarok. It's fun, bro. And it's the same way with Guardians of the Galaxy. It ain't just, you know what I'm saying? It's fun. I like that's the whole point to me of the movie.
What I'm waiting on, bro, is the new Transformers to come out, bro.
You want
the only reason why I want to see it is because Michael Bay is coming back to direct the movie, bro.
Yeah, okay.
Without Michael Bay, if you notice, the last two that they did, Michael Bay didn't direct the last two. And you saw how the graphics and shit was in those. They was fucking trash. Everyone that he directed,
It was right
on point, man.
They say he was directing Bad Boys when Transformers was filming.
He did do Bad Boys.
He did all three of them.
He dope, bro.
Yeah,
I like Michael Bay. Because I'm like, I had kind of gave up on Transformers.
Yeah, this new one gonna be pretty good too. I think this is the last one though. Yeah. It should be. I think it is the last one. Should be. Don't let them do like Fast and the Furious. Keep bringing them shits out. Like, how many goddamn race car movies can you make, man?
I'm tired
of them shits, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
How much shit can you do?
Hold on, bro. Before we go, we got to talk about this last thing, man. And it's on the same subject as Abigail's television series and things.
Uh-huh.
I am a huge fan of P-Valley. Okay.
What the heck? Bro,
Bro, I am a huge fan of P-Valley. But the problem I'm having right now with P-Valley is the same I had with Empire. It's like they forcing the stigmatism of LGBTQ and everything on everyone that's watching, and it causes heterosexual men to become homophobic. If you're like myself, okay, I'm in the bathroom, then I come out the bathroom and I go to get me something to snack on, go in there, the TV show's playing. When I walk in, old boy that shot himself in the head is getting screwed from the back by a little murder. Then next thing I know, next episode,
I'm sorry. He's dead getting screwed?
No, he wasn't dead, girl. It wasn't necrophilia. Jesus Christ.
I'm not caught up on people battling
you. Oh, my bad. With them spoilers, I'm sorry. Shit.
No, you're good. I'm going to still catch up.
But then, like, another episode, I think it was episode 4, when Lil Murda finally came back and he ran into Uncle Clifford again. They standing in the room together, chilling. They literally showed Uncle Clifford's dick sticking out of his pants and dude put it in his mouth. You watching this shit, like literally looking at it. So if that's not something that I'm interested in seeing, like on television now, if I'm looking at a gay porn on closet shit and don't nobody need to know, then okay. But if I'm just sitting watching TV and I come out the kitchen with some food and I see that other part, and then the last episode, they had sex like a man and a woman, like Lil Murda laying on his back with his legs open and Uncle Clifford climbs on top of him, and they show the entire sex scene, full bodies.
Wow.
These two men,
that's crazy,
you know. So it's nothing wrong with it. I'm not saying that they not right for doing it or they wrong for doing it. I'm saying, like, if you're a heterosexual male and that's just not anything that you're into, but you're looking at this show because it's called Pussy Valley and the whole first season was about strippers, when you go to season 2 and all of this comes about, you're like, wait a minute, now I missed something here. Like, is this season 3? Did I miss season 2? Like, wait a minute, when did it evolve into this part, you know?
Okay, so I'm gonna be the dick here. Did you only get into the show because you thought it was just gonna be Pussy Valley then? Or do
no,
you just
no, not no, really no, like if you watched the whole first season, it was about strippers, yes, but it was a lot of drama within there where it was about their lives and the stuff that was going on and how dude became a rapper and he hearing his song for the first time in a club and, you know, just different shit.
And
like
Murder
that
was also fucking around with Clifford in that season.
Yeah, but it wasn't like that though. It wasn't like where they were literally showing dicks. Like, they were literally showing penises.
But would it be different if I was showing you Uncle Lil Murder fucking Mercedes all damn season?
No, because we wouldn't see Mercedes
coochie lips.
You're stupid. We wouldn't see Mercedes coochie lips. We might see her boobs, we might see her nipples, but we're not going to see her coochie lips on that TV show.
I never get with heterosexual men, like, why it's such a big deal. So, because, like, okay, I'm just watching a show. I'm not, it's like, I know a bunch of
straight people. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That's their thing. If that's what they like, I don't judge people. If that's what they like, then cool. But I'm just saying, from the perspective of a man that wasn't expecting anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's kind of shocking. It's a shock.
It's shocking.
But yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're like, damn, wait a minute. It's okay. It's siren. It's like you going to a party, right? And they tell you, it's like you going to a party, right? And they've been telling you about this party all week. And you like, shit, I'm going to this motherfucker. You the one that got your hair braided. You got your nails and feet done. You got your new outfit. You got your makeup just slayed. And you standing in line and you wondering why all these people close on the ground. And then when you get to the door, they say siren. The only way you get in here is if this man with this 13-inch penis gets to stick it in your asshole. And you like, I wasn't expecting that. That's not what they told me on the flyer. You know what I'm saying? Like that. No, that is not what they said.
So you also forget who you're talking to.
But wait, no, so, but you know what I'm saying. I know what you're saying, but you know what I'm saying.
I don't get it because it's not like they're forcing you to watch P Valley. You can also
That's true.
You can also skip through these scenes. It's like I always hear like they're forcing it upon us. No, they're really not. Just watch the damn show.
It's not, I won't say it's a forcing thing. I say it's just one of them things where, like you said, it's kind of shocking, like because it was totally unexpected. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know he gay. You know he's a man dressed as a woman. You know, I mean, you see all of this. This is obvious. It's right in front of your face. But when you're looking at it throughout the whole first season, you don't see any nakedness like that through them. You know what I'm saying? Like, hell, and the last one, he even took his wig off. He's screwing like a dude. He had a beard and a low cut. You know what I'm saying? He didn't have Uncle Clifford wig on. So that shocked me too.
They amplified it, but you also forget, like, to me, it's like nothing is really fucking shocking. We could all take a trip to Fantasyland and you could see some dudes fucking.
Hey, them big facts though. I can't deny. Yeah. No argument to tell. No argument here.
Wow. Shit, wow. Ain't nothing. I don't.
Oh, I'm just like cheering it on. I don't care. I'm just like, they did it. Oh my gosh.
I'm about to say, as much sex as we see on TV, hell, show everybody fucking shit out there.
Yeah. Like, I guess, well, like I'm just like, it's about time. Like, yay.
Yeah, fuck all that censorship shit, man.
Oh man, I don't know. I guess that's the way I look at it. Like,
if you're not expecting it, then I totally get it. I understand. I can have empathy for that. Yeah,
but shit, now you know.
Right,
yeah. Now you know. What you gotta
in case you were ever curious, like,
yeah,
you know.
Real talk, man. Because I was like,
now you know what to expect. Now,
yeah, welcome to P Valley, but we also slanging dick.
Yeah, they sure are. They sell any damn thing they can get their hands on. Shit.
It can still be P Valley too, because penis.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Abby, it's the mom jokes that we doing right now.
I'm not even a mom.
Oh my God, man.
True.
Hey, that's what's up, man. That's what's up. That was funny.
I'm not gonna lie. Especially as a connoisseur of all porn.
Yeah. I don't know, but you seemed a little shocked on the necrophilia part, though. You looking at dead people? Fuck?
Now, necrophilia is the one thing. One thing. There's a list of things that push it too far. But
see, but that was my necrophilia. That's what I'm saying.
I would be so disturbed if I seen some actual necrophilia. I know that someone has told me it is available to see, but I have no interest in that.
That shit, wow.
Yeah. That is just, I feel like that is so fucking disturbing. I'm sorry.
I don't. Yeah. I'm not with it.
That ain't
my time to shine.
I did an episode on necrophilia, and I just have a lot. My goal in podcasting is eventually to sit down with certain people and ask them questions. And I'm not gonna lie, I want to talk to a necrophiliac because I'm just like, what's the appeal? First of all, and second of all, like, if you hypothetically went to the cemetery looking for, you know, the bad bitches, how do you know what section the bad bitches is buried in? How do you know you're not going to dig up my granddaddy?
He used to work there.
Valid question.
I need researching. Most of the time. That little minority of people who do work around the dead.
I can't stop laughing, man. If you a bad bitch, it's a section in a cemetery for you, goddammit. You just wait your turn.
That shit, wow. Who the fuck, bro?
What is
having
this?
Sex with a dead body, bro?
Oh my God, hey, man! Like,
if y'all ever have time and y'all into some weird shit, there's a very famous story that occurred in Florida, actually, many years back. Oh my God, about necrophilia, it's a pretty crazy ass story.
Hey, look, we're gonna go ahead and cap this off right here, man. Hey, this has been another very, very interesting and fun episode. Hey, man, I want to thank all the hosts tonight, man. Siren, Big Homie Mo, Abigail, Maniac, Illumaniac, you, and myself, Bobby D, man. We want to thank y'all for checking out the Pick a Room podcast today. Episode one, our pilot episode, man. Hey, any final thoughts, man, before we go? We got like 4 minutes on the clock.
We going to jail, man. I can tell now, bro. Everything going to be straight. Everything going to be kosher.
Yeah, we're gonna have some fun with this shit. We're gonna definitely have some fun with it. Real talk, man. Hey, well, I want to thank everybody for listening that did turn out today, man. And I want to thank all the hosts, man. Hey, for the last time, man, y'all tell them where they can find y'all at, man. And let's get on out of here.
So you can find me on Twitter at MP Weirdo Podcast. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram, the_main_weirdo1. You can also email me at manicpixieweirdo@protonmail.com.
Right, Abby, that's what's up.
You can find me on Instagram. Oh, shoot, my bad.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm mainly active on Instagram, so you can find me on Instagram as Siren, SYRENBTHEE, underscore Stallion.
Okay, and you can find me on IG, Big D Country Boy, _357, and that's with a K, not with a C. And then you can also find me on TikTok at Prince Hall Mason 357. And also Twitter, PHAMILY_357.
Man, that D sounded kind of subliminal. Hey, man. Hey, you can find your big homie here, man, at thebobbydollarshow.com, man. Bobby Dollar Show on all the platforms that you listen to. Again, man, I thank y'all for checking us out today. It's been a great episode. And hey, see y'all next week, man. It's been the Pick a Room podcast.
Another great episode with great people. Thanks for listening.